Thanks, Durwood.
Rosie, I think the network is, I think we got it.
What are we going to do about it?
You got me. Maybe I'll sing something. How about that?
Good thinking.
Aboard! Train 5 leaving on track 9 from Moccasin 4, Turkey Bend and Apalachicola.
I'm Alabama bound. There'll be no heebie-jeebies hanging round. Just gave the meanest ticket man on earth all I'm worth to put my tootsies in another berth. Just hear that choo-choo sound. I know that soon we're gonna cover ground, and then I'll holler so the world will know. Here I go, I'm Alabama bound. Goodbye, blues. Bird is a-singing every old thing's in tune. Goodbye, blues. Nothing but laughter morning and afternoon. Saw a rosebud in a store, so I'm going where there's more. Goodbye, blues. Troubles are over, I'll be in clover soon. Alabama bound, be no heebie-jeebies hanging round. Gave the meanest ticket man on earth, about all I'm worth. Wanna get my body in an upper berth, here's a choo-choo sound. Look at this cover ground, soon I'll holler so the world will know. Here I go, I'm Alabama. Everybody going back to Birmingham. Gotta get a little pone in hand. Hope to do about the best I can. I'm Alabama.
You know, Rosie, the more I think about Seamless Supreme by Mojud Hosiery, the more I think they're the perfect gift for Mother's Day.
Of course. What else? Mojud Seamless Supreme are the love of mothers everywhere. And there are good reasons why, Bing.
Why? Because they come in so many colors?
Well, I must confess, we all love Mojud's wonderful colors. There are so many of them to blend with whatever you have on. But you must remember there's more to Mojud than color.
Well, there is. Well, let's have it, Rosie.
Now, Bing, I'm completely serious when I say that Mojud fit far better than most stockings because they're made with magic motion. So they really fit at the calf and at the ankle. And that keeps them from sagging down.
Well, surely that's no joke, Rosie.
And there's more than fit, too, Bing. Mojud Seamless Supreme really stretch your pennies, too. Because their snag resistance has actually been proven. And they have lace tops that help prevent garter runs.
I'm convinced, and I know every woman who's ever worn Mojud Seamless Supreme is, too. So your advice to the girls and to all the Mother's Day shoppers out there is...
Get glamorous Seamless Supreme by Mojud Hosiery at the nicest specialty stores in your town.
Mangoes for pie, chestnuts from the fire in my house of straw. I have so much more. Pie from the pigeon I fix in the kitchen. Each bite is just right for your appetite. Now if you like the way I cook, and if you like the way I look, then step inside my shady nook, and you'll find mangoes and papayas, anything your heart desires. Mangoes, papaya, chestnuts from the fire. The food is so good, you will want to stay.
Now if you like the way I cook,
And if you like the way I look, then step inside my shady nook. And you'll find mangoes and papayas, anything your heart desires. Mangoes, papaya, chestnuts from the fire in my house of straw. I have so much more. Eat up and drink up and maybe you think of the day when we say, preacher man, okay.
Okay.
It's all right, it's all right.
A brief moment here now, and a moment which should prove highly profitable to you, I really feel.
When you're in your favorite store, get the gum worth looking for. Enjoy America's favorite brand, the biggest little treat in all the land.
Look for the spear and get chewing enjoyment. Look for the spear, get Wrigley's. Fresh, strong, lively, long-lasting too. You'll say Wrigley's is great to chew.
Friends, when you're in your favorite store, get the biggest little treat in all the land, Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. To be sure of getting the original Wrigley Spearmint, look for the spear on the package. You see, anyone can use the word spearmint, but only Wrigley's can use the spear on the package. Some people call it a spear, some call it an arrow. Whichever you call it, it's the Wrigley trademark, and it's your assurance of real chewing enjoyment. So remember,
get the package with the spear, and you'll know enjoyment's here. Be sure it's Wrigley's gum.
Rosemary, what's that note you're dropping down in the suggestion box? What is that?
Well, it's a request that came in for a duet.
Well, why don't we take the matter up right now, then? What do you suggest?
What about our medley of September song, As Time Goes By, Until We Meet Again?
Ooh, three powerful tunes.
It's a long, long while from May to December, and the days grow short when you reach September, and the autumn weather turns the leaves to flame, and I haven't got time for the waiting game.
For the days dwindle down to a precious few, November,
and these few precious days I'd spend with you, these golden days I'd spend. Can rely, no matter. matter what the future brings as time goes by.
Moonlight and love songs never out of date.
Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate.
Woman needs man,
and man must have his mate. That no one can deny.
It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory.
A case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time
not too late to rush a spring planting hint to you folks. If you haven't got your planting done, here's a tip from way out west.
Well, I've still got some planting to do. What's a scam, Bing?
Well, here it is, Ken. It comes direct from the Gila River Reservation in Arizona from an old Indian farmer there.
An old Indian farmer, huh?
Mm-hmm. This farmer was asked when cotton should be planted, and here's the recommendation. Get up early in the morning and sit on the ground. If the ground is cold, don't plant.
Well, that's a very simple method. Sit on ground, and if it's cold, don't plant. Anyone can be a planting expert that way.
Sure, just use your head.
Sitting down?
I stand corrected, sir.
Oh, try the sit-down method, friends. If the ground's cold, just don't plant.
And just don't sit there either. You'll catch cold.
Oh, no, don't sit there. Once you've made the test, get up, shake a leg, get a move on.
Now let's plant a song, shall we?
Are conditions favorable?
Oh, very, very. Bing, about that ground testing... I wonder about the time element. How long should one sit, do you suppose?
Well, till you get the message.
Oh, of course.
You'll know. Any more questions?
A green thumb isn't necessary,
oh,
though.
Not with the sit-down system.
Yeah, I think we better have that song, hot or cold.
Yes, quickly.
Crazy rhythm, here's the doorway. I'll go my way, you go your way. Crazy rhythm, from now on we're through. Here is where we have a showdown. I'm too high hat, you're too low down. Crazy rhythm, here's goodbye to you. They say that when a high brow meets a low brow walking along Broadway, soon the high brow, he has no brow. Ain't it a shame, and you're to blame. What's the use of prohibition? You produce the same condition. Crazy rhythm, I'm gone crazy too. Thank you. I'll go my way, you go your way. Crazy rhythm, from now on we're through. Oh yes, here's where we have a showdown. I'm too high hat, you're too low down. Crazy rhythm, goodbye to you. They say that when a highbrow meets a lowbrow walking along Broadway, soon the highbrow, he has no brow. Ain't it a shame, you're to blame. What's the use of jazz progression? I'll just take an old jam session. Crazy rhythm, I've gone crazy too.
I think it'd be sweet, Rosie, if you just signed a... tie things up with a pretty pink ribbon.
Glad to, Bing. Shall I make a real fancy bow?
I'll hold my finger on the knot for you.
Thank you.
No, don't get my finger. Salt Lake City way.
It figures, Bing. The Utah State emblem is the beehive, you know.
That's not what I mean. The buzzing is all about that honey of a CBS radio affiliate station, KSL.
Birthday buzzing?
Right. A little bee must have told you. Yesterday, KSL celebrated 40 years of service to the greater Salt Lake City area.
And 30 years of affiliation with the CBS radio network.
A double celebration. Deserving double congratulations.
Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's music were presented from Hollywood, produced by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. This is Ken Carpenter inviting you to join us again tomorrow.